Is that better?
Yeah, there we go.
This is a new mic. I've not used this one before. So yes, Ignite will resume on January 6th as well online, and that will remain until further notice. If you want a St. Olaf yard sign, they are still available from the church inside the glass entry at the west entrance and the north door, so you can get one of those if you're interested. The adult Bible study will be starting back up again on January 4th. I would like to give a special thanks to Jason on the organ today, Linda, our soloist, and Mark and Mark in the back for sound and tech. Let us turn our hearts to worship. Within the gospel reading's profound words lies the simple message that God is revealed in a human person. Though we may try to understand how the Word existed with God from the beginning of time, the wonder we celebrate at Christmas is that the Word continues to dwell among us. Christ comes among us in the gathered assembly, the scriptures, the waters of new birth, and the bread and the wine. Through these ordinary gifts, we receive the fullness of God's grace and truth. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who was in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. God of goodness and loving kindness, we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to new life. We have turned away from the lowly and downtrodden. In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins, those we know and those known only to you, for the sake of the one who came to live among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Hear the good news of peace and salvation. God forgives us all our sins, not through our own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. With all who come to the manger, rejoice in this amazing gift of grace. Amen.
Heaven afar.
from your holy face. We the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at your birth, Jesus, Lord, at your birth.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you.
Let's pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first reading is from Jeremiah 31, verses 7 through 14. God promises to bring Israel back to its land from the most remote parts of exile. In Zion, Israel will rejoice over God's gifts of food and livestock. Young women will express their joy in dancing. God will give gladness instead of sorrow. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together. A great company, they shall return here. With weeping, they shall come, and with consolations, I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Word of God, word of life. Our second reading is from Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. In Jesus, all of God's plans and purposes have been made known as heaven and earth are united in Christ. Through Jesus, we have been chosen as God's children and have been promised eternal salvation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his grace that he lavished on us, through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Word of God, word of life.
Today's gospel reading comes from the book of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want to start by wishing you all a very happy new year. What a year 2020 was. We've seen protests, wildfires, giant hornets, a global pandemic, a shortage of toilet paper, and so much more. This was a year that none of us saw coming. Some of us had happy times with some unexpected blessings, while others experienced severe loss and pain. It's been quite the year. The band For King and Country recently released their own version of the song, Do You Hear What I Hear? My favorite part of the song is when they sing, Do you hear what I hear? Can you hear it? This song challenges us to truly listen. Are we listening? Can you hear it? Do you hear the wind blowing? Do you hear the cars driving by or the birds chirping? Do you hear the laughter of your friends and family? If you can hear it, you know that God is not done. God is still here and he is still working. This past year has been very difficult, but God is still here. A couple weeks ago, I started a book called Jesus Freaks, and it is full of stories about Christians who stood up for Jesus against incredible pain and suffering. These people fought to the very end and never lost their faith in Jesus Christ. One example of this in the Bible is the story of Job, a story of loss, pain, suffering, but most importantly, a story of faith. Job lost all his worldly possessions, but he never lost his faith in God. Job's story shows us that suffering can be a gift of God's grace. Suffering is never done in vain. It is done to bring us closer to God and closer to his grace and love. God doesn't create pain in our lives, but he does create a way for that pain to bring us closer to him. Francis Anderson says this in an Old Testament commentary on the book of Job. When God speaks, he answers Job's question with more questions, not to humiliate him, but to help Job know himself and God better. The questions in the Lord's speeches are not roundabout statements of fact. They are invitations and suggestions about discoveries he will make as he tries to find his own answer. They are not testing Job's knowledge. They are educative. The highest nobility of every person is to be enrolled by God himself in his school of wisdom. And the schoolroom is the world. For Job, the exciting discoveries to which God leads him bring a giant advance in knowledge, knowledge of himself and of God, for the two always go together in the Bible. Although Job went through countless moments of trials and pain, kind of like we experienced in 2020, God was using that to teach him. God was using it for his own good. The band We Are Messengers has a song that says, maybe it's okay if I'm not okay, because the one who holds the world is holding me. The truth is, we live in a sinful world, and we are going to have moments when we just aren't okay. I have had many moments in my life where I wasn't okay mentally, spiritually, or physically. Unfortunately, in these moments, I tend to push God away. I didn't want him to see that I wasn't okay, that I wasn't a perfect child, that I was hurting. I recently discovered, however, that when God seemed far away or when I tried to hide from him, he was actually closer than ever. None of us can escape from God. And even though sometimes we want to hide away during difficult situations, God is always right there with us. He never leaves our side. Our gospel reading for today says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. God's light that lives in us is still on. It is still shining bright, and we are starting a new year that is full of unknown, but we can find comfort knowing that our story is not over yet. God is making it a good one. Horatio Spafford wrote the well-known hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. And some of you might already know this story, but Spafford worked as a Christian businessman in Chicago. Losing his son to sickness and then losing all his financial assets in the Chicago fire of 1871, he thought he'd been through a lot. But like Job, his suffering was not over. In 1873, he planned a trip to Europe for his family, hoping for some relief. Some unexpected business came up, and he decided to stay behind and follow his wife and daughters after a couple days. On the way, his family's boat was struck by an English ship and sank. His wife arrived in Europe and sent him the message, "Saved alone." Upon receiving the news, Spafford immediately sailed overseas to meet his wife, and wrote the hymn in the place where he presumed his daughters had perished. While feeling overwhelmed with grief and allowing his sadness to wash over him, he turned to worship and trusted God in the midst of his sorrow. It wasn't easy, but Spafford chose to see his immense suffering as a gift, a refining in the fire, and an opportunity for growth. He learned that it was okay to not be okay. Spafford experienced immense pain and loss. Some of us have experienced similar pain this past year, and that leaves us lost and overwhelmed, unsure what to do next or where to go. And now, going into this new year, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's coming or if it will be better or worse than the year we just witnessed. But God is with us in our sorrow, in our grief, and in our pain. God is still with us, and we could all confidently say, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. The one quality that we are all going to need this year is perseverance. Researchers have discovered in marathon runners that the brain starts to dip in dopamine at certain points in a race. There is a literal drop in motivation, excitement, and drive to continue. In order to avoid this, many runners implement the spectator strategy. This is where the runners position friends and family at specific mile markers to help encourage them and cheer them on. So instead of hearing, "I can't do it," in their head, they hear, "You can do it," from their biggest fans. Hearing the cheers counteracts the dopamine dip and lifts the athlete's spirits, pushing them forward with more strength than before. We are going to need to use the spectator strategy this year. We need each other to get through whatever is coming. We need to be there for each other just as God is there for us each and every day. We need to fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith, as it says in 2 Timothy 4. A great place to start is keeping in touch with those who are closest to you. Whether that means sending someone a text or setting up a Zoom call, get in touch with the people who are going to encourage you, who are going to give you strength to keep you moving forward into this unknown year. Another way you can practice this is by reading a psalm each morning. The psalms are full of encouragement and wisdom to help us keep moving forward, to keep persevering through whatever lies ahead. This past year was hard, and who knows what this next year is going to bring, but we need to move forward with the wisdom that God is with us and he's not going to leave us. There are people all around us who care for us and will fill us with the confidence to keep going. God's light is still shining through us, and no darkness can overcome it. Amen.
Please stand. Thank you.
Let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Redeeming God, you gather together your people from the farthest parts of the earth. Protect your church from stumbling. Let it not be overcome by sorrow, division, or despair. Make us radiant with goodness, that we might live always to the praise of your glory. Hear us, O God. Mercy is great. You bring together heaven and earth. All creation testifies to your splendor. Hold the ecosystems of this earth in delicate balance, from coastlands to farmlands, forests to wetlands, deserts to rainforests. Show us new ways to live in harmony with the world around us. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You overflow with grace upon grace. Expand the imaginations of those who serve in positions of authority. Open their hearts to the needs of their nations and communities. Protect all those in harm's way and those risking danger for the sake of others. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You bring consolation to those who weep. Embrace those who feel far off, excluded, or defeated. Accompany those living with chronic and invisible illness. Sustain the weak and weary. Refresh those who labor under the weight of pain or sickness, especially Lydia Henricks, Judy Van Alstyne, Curtis Stover and family, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Marilyn Wingerson, Carolyn Prohaska, Donna Smith, Terry Carson, Charlie Clausen, Judy Hamburger, and all those who are suffering from COVID, caring for those with COVID, or those who have lost someone to COVID. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You come to us in the beauty of darkness and of light. Bring justice and reconciliation to communities divided by oppressions and misuse of power. Guide us to speak holy words of advocacy and truth. Help us to honor your image in one another. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You turn our mourning into joy. We give thanks for those who have died in faith. With all the saints, give us our inheritance in Christ. In the fullness of time, gather us all together in your mercy. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, we will receive our offering for the mission and ministry here at St. Olaf Church. Our congregation relies on the generosity of God's people to sustain the work of our Lord. You can give by mailing a check to the church or on our PayPal link, or there should be baskets at the back of the church.
Thank you. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them, that as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Savior. Amen. Now let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of all creation, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved, who strengthens us for service, give you reason to rejoice and be glad. The blessings of God, Sovereign, Savior, and Spirit, be with you today and always. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.